quiet comprehending of the ending of it all. There it is again, that funny feeling. There it is again, that funny feeling.
In the far corners of their mind, they wander, where one falls in to escape life. Here they lie, awake and undisturbed, pondering, why am I alone? Until they aren't.
Hi, my name is Logic. I've been living in this brain ever since... whenever? Well, I like it here. Even though my own voice has never been the most heard, it's been getting more attention lately, and I love it. The best part about being single is that you have more than enough room for yourself, and I like to think that I take up a lot of room.
I'm your new roommate. My name is Love. Well, kind of. With all the buzz going around this place, it's very hard to tell what's real and what's not. Anyways, I'm here because our kid has finally found somebody interesting.
Great. Do we know anything about this person? Are they a friend? Do we know them well? Do they know us well?
What? Why would I know? I'm just here because it feels good. Why would any of that matter? If they're a friend, great. We're already like halfway there, and we both like each other on some sort of level. Besides, seeing how I, Love, is here, how can you possibly doubt my reality?
Well, wait a minute. This kid is growing and changing all the time, and unbelievably so. You said it yourself, be it in your own way. That as of right now, it's hard to tell what's real and what's not. How can I tell if you're true love and not just some phase or obsession brought on by attraction and kindness?
And how can I tell if you're real? Logic in a ridiculous world? Give me a break. This world is big and this kid possibly can't explore to their heart's content if they keep on taking baby steps.
Okay, fine. Life is wild and uncalculated. But what's wrong with taking so-called baby steps? If you really thought through anything, then you would realize that those steps are just calculations, and knowing where you want to go in life just points you in the right direction.
So not trusting in love is the right direction? And on an even better question, why? What makes it so dangerous and illogical about falling in love, especially for our teenage kiddo?
Well, it's simple, really. I don't support it. This kid is like 13. They just turned a teenager, and you're expecting them to fully open up their hearts and make time for someone who's always changing and unbelievably so. Falling in love in your teenage years is like trying to decide what to have in a buffet. Your cravings are always changing, and the menu is always changing, too.
Well, what if this kid already knows their crush pretty well? They sit together at lunch, do homework together, and even have sleepovers. They feel as if nothing can ever change between them. What then?
Well, in a case like that, it seems that I have no voice in the matter. As I said before, the reason why it's so illogical to fall in love right now is because everyone is changing. That is an undisputed fact, whether it be a few months or a few years. Couples like that will fall apart because everybody at their age is still trying to figure out their own sense of identity. And when they do fall out, what do you think will happen to you then?
I don't know. We haven't gotten to that point yet. Perhaps you're right. This time is not my time. Yep, I'm still here. So, is our kid gonna cope with that? What if not expressing their love is something they might regret the rest of their life? What if they keep thinking the same way you're only thinking now, but forever?
So what might happen if our kid never becomes an adult, never grows and changes because they take logical, calculated steps? Now, I get what you're saying. How can our kid ever learn the difference between love and lust or smart and stupid without experiencing the worst version first? Well, the thing is, they don't have to. They have other teens around them all the time being stupid. It's impossible not to notice that.
So you're saying that the key to all of this is just sitting back and learning from the failures of others?
Yeah, what can it hurt?
The quiet comprehending of the ending of it all. There it is again, that funny feeling.
Thus concludes the inner conflicts of which every middle schooler should have. And while every battle is different, and every space quite unique, Just remember the thoughts presented here, that it puts your minds at ease.
The song used in this podcast, the clean version, A Funny Feeling by Bo Burnham. Thank you. Bye.